NPR.
Okay, so listeners, you might remember that back around the holidays, we, the Indicator, jumped into the bond market.
Yes, we did. We bought a bond. Turned out, though, you know, bonds are really expensive, so we had to we bought the very cheapest bond we could find.
Yeah, which still, by the way, cost $287, and we had to buy two of them, so the total came out to about $600, so for a couple of podcasters, you know.
No.
Not cheap.
Not cheap, but the cheapest that we could find, and it was what is known as a junk bond. So bonds are basically loans. When companies want to borrow money, one of the ways they can do that is to issue bonds. Investors can buy those bonds and eventually get paid back along with some interest.
Yeah, but just how much interest those bonds pay largely depends on the company itself. So if a company has a lot of cash on hand and not much debt, and it's just a really safe company, then lending that company money or buying one of its bonds, because it's the same thing, is just considered a really safe investment.
Take Microsoft. Its bonds are rated AAA. That is the highest possible rating. So they don't have to pay a very high interest rate or yield. So if you bought a Microsoft bond right now, one that matured or paid out next year, you would make about 1.3% on your investment. Not very much money, but that is because those bonds are considered so safe.
Yeah, then there's the bond we bought.
Yes.
Not so safe.
A little different.
Yeah, it's for a company called Hornbeck Offshore Services, which supplies equipment and logistical support to oil companies when they drill for oil in the ocean. If we hold this bond until it expires next year, we would make 146% return on our money. That's a big if, though.
Hey, risk pays, baby.
Yeah, it's a lot of risk, though.
I was walking down the street, and you said, oh, we bought Hornbeck, and I audibly gasped.
Claire Boston covers the bond market for Bloomberg.
Hornbeck is an extremely risky company. I spent a lot of time looking at these companies, and you guys didn't just pick, you know, like a higher quality junk bond.
A higher quality junk bond.
Yeah, we know how
bond.
To pick them.
I know. Claire says the junk bond market is a pretty big and varied place, and not all junk bonds are created equal.
So there are three basic tiers.
We mentioned company credit ratings, AAA, AA, single A, triple B, etc. These are all desirable ratings for a company. These are so-called investment grade ratings. It's a lot like a person's credit rating. If you're below triple B, though, you're now in junk bond territory, like our bond.
The first tier is double B. That is what we would call the high quality junk. You know, no one is worried about them not being able to pay back their bonds.
For instance, some of Ford Motors bonds are in that category. Also, JCPenney and Twitter.
And a record number of U.S. companies are issuing junk bonds now, Claire says. Companies have started borrowing unprecedented amounts of money and using it to buy up other companies and to expand their operations and do all kinds of things. And why not? The money's cheap. But all that debt will bring your credit rating down. And that's why so many big, stable companies are in the junk category right now.
And then sort of the biggest part of the junk market is sort of that single B range, so call it the middle. You know, and so that's kind of what people consider to be traditional junk. So, you know, a little riskier.
Companies like Bethlehem Steel, Revlon, Uber, a lot of companies that are still considered to be solid companies, just maybe having some cash flow problems.
And then the lowest tier is triple C.
That's where we bought.
Yes.
Tell me about this lowest tier.
These are companies that definitely you could think about potentially running into trouble and not being able to pay their obligations back.
Like maybe going bankrupt or something like that.
Yes. Even in the best of times, investors are a little sort of wary of really loading up on triple C debt.
Hornbeck Offshore Services is in that lowest tier.
Yep.
Of course it
That's
is.
Where we invested.
Hornbeck, the company, is based in Covington, Louisiana, a little city right near the Gulf Coast. Hornbeck was founded in 1997 by Todd Hornbeck, and he is still the company's CEO.
Hornbeck has about 1,000 employees, and it owns a fleet of boats that it hires out to supply people and equipment to offshore drilling sites. Now, we tried to call Hornbeck a bunch of times, but
yeah, that was the closest thing we got to a response. More on this right after the break.
I'm taking that as a no comment.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Salesforce, a customer relationship management solution committed to helping you deliver the personalized experiences that customers want. Salesforce, bringing companies and customers together. Visit salesforce.com/learn more.
This message comes from NPR sponsor TurboTax. TurboTax makes doing your taxes as easy as taking a picture. Simply snap a picture of your W-2 to get a head start on your taxes. TurboTax. All people are tax people.
Okay, so we've established that Hornbeck's debt is in the lowest level of junk right now. Claire Boston says actually a lot of oil companies are in that situation because low oil prices have pushed a lot of these companies into troubled territory, but especially companies like Hornbeck.
Not only is it energy, which is kind of an out-of-favor sector right now, it is the most out-of-favor of the out-of-favors.
Ooh, how come?
It is an offshore drilling services company. And offshore drilling is basically the category of the market where energy companies are exploring for oil, not, you know, in the ground or in the swamp, you know, in the U.S., but deep underwater.
And super expensive.
Exactly. And so those companies need the highest oil prices to make money. And so I talk to a lot of investors for my job, and I have investors that say, oh, you know, like, we think parts of energy are okay. But right now, very few of them are willing to take a risk on offshore.
5 years ago, a share of Hornbeck stock cost about $23. Right now, it's around 60 cents a share. In fact, right after we bought our bonds, Hornbeck was suspended from trading on the New York Stock Exchange because its share price had dropped so low.
David Deckelbaum is the managing director of equity research at the investment bank Cowen & Company. Stacey, you called him up to figure out what this would mean for us, for our investment in Hornbeck.
Hornbeck's had a rough time, and I think they're now trading in, is it pink sheets? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
In pink sheets. That seems bad. That's like, okay, that's not what you want.
Yeah, once you go pink, that's like the last color you're going to see, you know.
Well, that's depressing.
Yes, that's not good.
David says Hornbeck just has a lot of debt and not many prospects for making money in the near future.
So do you think we'll get our money back?
when you acquire a distressed debt instrument, you know, I think it's
no.
You know, you can always, but once you're involved in a distressed situation, it's a matter of negotiation, and you know, sometimes a company can be so down and out that they just elect to go bankrupt and wipe out all of their credit or wipe out all of their bonds.
Oh.
But, you know, keep in mind, like, most of these companies are run by folks that want to stay employed, that don't necessarily want to go bankrupt. So I think what you tend to happen is usually there's some sort of exchange, and the current bondholders would have to agree on that.
And in fact, right after we talked to David, that's exactly what happened. Hornbeck is trying to do something called an amend and extend on its debt. So our bond, the one that was supposed to mature in 2021.
Meaning that's when we would have gotten our money back plus
or
interest
whatever,
and
whatever
returns.
They would have been able to pay us,
exactly.
Right? Exactly. If we got it back, yeah.
Yeah, now Hornbeck is asking bondholders to wait until 2025 to cash out on those bonds. In return, it's offering a better deal, which means we might actually make a little money on our bonds.
I don't know. It seems like maybe right now that
that
deal only
Carter.
Applies to accredited investors, real investors. It's not actually clear right now if we qualify for it. But
so unfair.
Yeah. Well, David Deckelbaum says Hornbeck is no doubt in serious talks with many of those other investors right now and asking them to approve this amend and extend deal. He says Hornbeck most definitely has its hands full.
But we're going to keep trying them. Today's episode was produced by Lena Sansgiri, fact-checked by Maddie Foley, The Indicator's edited by Patty Hirsch, and is a production of NPR.